Let's talk some more football. We are joined right now by a linebacker for the Los Angeles Chargers. He is an All-Pro. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. He is the 2014 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner. He is the Carolina Panthers' all-time leader in tackles. He signed with the Chargers last month. The Chargers open up the season against Indianapolis September 8th, 4:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS, if you want to make a note. He is a friend of the program. He is Thomas Davis. Thomas, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm going great, man. How you guys doing?
Great. Thomas Davis, L.A. Charger. Man, you've had about a month to get used to hearing that. What is your reaction then when you hear yourself introduced as Thomas Davis, Los Angeles Charger?
Hey, man, it's definitely different, but I'm excited about the opportunity and really looking forward to seeing what kind of season we can have as a football team this year.
All right, so the offseason program started this week, and then after only one day, your teammates were already raving about you. Derwin James, for example, said, quote, "Man, that's a big piece. He's a vocal leader. He's a great guy. I can see as I've been around him, he's a good guy to help mentor me, especially as a young guy trying to come in and lead." End of quote. So what's it been like for you being around the guys and the new team?
Man, it's been exciting. You know, I'm really looking forward to getting to know everybody and just trying to figure out how I'm going to fit on this team. And you just want to come in as a veteran and just try to offer any kind of knowledge that you can to the younger guys on defense and just trying to help step into a leadership role and just really becoming a part of what they're doing.
Thomas Davis joining us. Now, you've been around the game a long time, and you've been around long enough, and you've got enough respect and enough goodwill in the bank that if you were to show up for off-season workouts and kind of pace yourself and relax a bit, nobody would question that at all. But you were out there looking to dominate. You were out there looking to win every single day. Why is that?
No, that's just the mindset that I've always had. You know, you go out, you compete hard, you work hard during the off-season, you work hard in practice, then, you know, that makes the games easier. And that's kind of the mindset that you want to impress upon the young guys on the football team. If they see a guy that's going into his 15th year doing it, then there's no excuse for them not to do it. So that's kind of how I've always been. And, you know, hopefully these guys will see that and they'll start doing the same stuff.
Thomas Davis joining us. You know, if you go back to earlier in the offseason, back in January, you received word from the Panthers that they were going to go in a different direction with the linebacker position. You were an icon in Carolina. You poured your heart and soul into that organization. You know it's a business, but what's it like when you get the word that your time has come to an end there?
You know, I was a little caught off guard when it first happened because, you know, I was under the impression and I was being told that I was going to be retained and be brought back and I would be allowed to, you know, finish my career there. But, you know, like I said and like you said, it's a business. We understand that things in this league are always constantly changing. And you can't sit back and you can't take it personal. So for me, it was all about, you know, receiving the news, processing the information, and just really looking forward to the next chapter.
Thomas Davis joining us. Now, you become a free agent. What was that experience like, knowing that you could then choose to play anywhere you wanted? What were you looking for in a team?
You know, for me, I was just hopeful that, you know, someone will be willing to give me an opportunity. You know, once you've hit the year mark that I had hit, completing 14 years, and teams are starting to look to go younger in this league, but I was definitely excited to know that, you know, I had a few teams that were interested in me, and for the Chargers to step up and make the push that they did to bring me in. It was definitely exciting, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Chargers linebacker Thomas Davis is my guest. Now, the story goes that when the offer from the Chargers came, you said yes so quickly that your wife was like, wait, don't we get to talk about this? What was it about the Chargers that made you say yes so quickly?
I think when you look at the Chargers and you look at their roster and you look at how well this team performed last year, I think it was a no-brainer for me to really try to become a part of this organization and knowing that they have everything that it takes to compete for a Super Bowl. The only drawback was being on the West Coast, something that, you know, I've never been a part of. We've always been on the East Coast, been in Carolina for my entire career, but it's, you know, it's changed and it's something that now we're looking forward to and looking to make a positive.
Hey, listen, you're not far from where I am. I'm a West Coast guy. I love the West Coast. How's it treating you so far? What's it been like?
I mean, so far, so good. You know, I'm in a position right now where I'm trying to find somewhere to stay and just trying to make that transition and try to make it seamlessly. So looking forward to the new beginnings, and the weather is definitely great. The taxes are going to be terrible, I've been hearing.
That's true.
you know, it's good being in the position that we're in. I hear we're not going to have to deal with a lot of the L.A. traffic, so that's always good.
The taxes are terrible, the weather is amazing, and there are great things to do. Let me finally ask you this about the move. I mean, do you immediately plan that move and try to make that thing happen as quickly as possible, or do you kind of ease into your life here and go about it a little bit slower?
You know, you try to make it as quickly as possible because you don't want to sit around too long and wait for all the places to get filled up and not really have your pick at where you want to stay at and being comfortable in that process. But at the same time, you know, there are a ton of decisions that you have to make as a parent when you have four kids and a wife, and you just got to make sure that you're making the right decisions for your family as well. So it's definitely, like I said, it's exciting times, it's new beginnings, and we're excited about the possibilities of having a great, successful season.
We're talking to Chargers linebacker Thomas Davis for a few more moments. You know, one of the things that the Chargers keep talking about is how excited they are not only to have you as a player, but as a leader. For instance, in Carolina, you played with a number of really special players, including Julius Peppers, who announced his retirement earlier this offseason. What was it like to play with Peppers? What did you learn from him?
Man, you know, I had the opportunity to play with Pep the first time that he was in Carolina, and then also had the chance to play with him when he came back home. And it was exciting. You know, Julius, his first go-around was not a real vocal player. He didn't do a whole lot of talking. He was the guy that really led by example, went out, did his business, and kind of went on about his life. But the second go-around, you can see the growth. You can see the maturity that he was able to develop over the years. He came back. He did a lot more talking. He did a lot more work in the community. He was more involved with everything that was going on. And, you know, it was exciting to see that side of Julius and just really be able to see the growth that he's had over the years.
All right, so for that, I mean, you've been a part of some really good teams in Carolina. You played in a Super Bowl, and I know you see upside here. So when you look at the talent and the experience on this Charger team right now, how excited do you get? How good can this team be? What's the upside?
Man, I really think that the sky's the limit for this team, you know, because you look at this roster and you immediately get excited. You look at the defensive guys that we have. You look at the offensive guys that we have, and you just really know that as long as we go out as a football team and do the work right now, you know, this is the important time of the year, coming together, developing that camaraderie that you need, and just really going out and gelling as a unit. This is the time that we need to be successful, and I'm excited about it, man. Like I said, and I cannot impress upon you guys enough how excited I am about this roster and to be added and become a part of it.
I feel it. I can hear you. Before you go, you've been to a Super Bowl, so how much does that motivate you to get back? Is that the thing right now, or is the motivation about something else?
You know, for me, that should be the motivation for every team, every player at this point right now is making it to the Super Bowl, and if you're playing this game for any other reason, then you're totally missing the mark, man, because at the end of the day, there's going to only be one team that's standing victorious, and that's the reason why you go through the things that you're doing right now and going out, putting the blood, sweat, and tears in and making sure that you're successful as a football team, and that's to win the Super Bowl.
So one last thought. You mentioned what it's like to kind of jump in there and kind of impose, not impose your will, but kind of establish yourself as a leader. When you signed linebacker Denzel Perryman, said, quote, he's going to be the Phillip Rivers of the defense. I'm excited for him to get in here so I can pick his brain, see what he sees, and just get his take on football in general. Is that how you approach it? Are you looking to be the Phillip Rivers of that defense?
You know, I'm just trying to be 1/11th of this defense. You know, it's not going to be about Thomas Davis per se on this defense. It's going to be about every man on that field going out and doing their jobs at the right time, at the same time and on the same page. And that's something that we all have to realize, you know, no one man is greater than this defense. It's all about going out and everybody doing their job, because if we're on the field and one person is not doing their job right and that offense figures that out, then it's going to make for a leak in our defense. And we have to understand that we're only as strong as the next unit, man, and we have to go out and we have to prepare that way. And I think that when you look at this roster, like I said, when you have Joey Bosa and when you have Melvin Ingram and you have Mebane and you have those guys up front, I think for us on the back end, we have to realize that, you know, we have to do our jobs in order for those guys to be successful, and, you know, vice versa. And that's how defense works. You know, we it's three different units. You have your front line, you have your linebackers, and you have your secondary. And we all have to be on the same page at the same time to make sure that we're working towards that common goal, and that's being the best defense in this league.
And the Chargers get their guy, and he gets a new challenge and a new opportunity. He is Carolina's all-time leader in tackles, an all-pro, a three-time Pro Bowler, a 2014 Walter Payton Man of the Year winner, and a friend of the program. Thomas, welcome to Cali. Good to have you here. Really nice to have you up the road. Nice to have you back on the show, and I always appreciate the conversation. Thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
You got it. Talk to you soon. Thomas Davis. That is something else, boy. That, in a sense, it takes a little getting used to, because for so long, we all identify him with that team, that community, Carolina. So initially, when you hear L.A. Chargers linebacker Thomas Davis, it takes a second or two to get used to. But then when you listen to him and he's settled in, he talks about the team, he talks about the guys he's playing with, he talks about his approach, and that's the guy you know. That's the guy you want.